David Warner on Instagram thanked Hyderabad fans today. Is he going to the next auction for 2022? And if so, who is going to pick him up? There'll be two new teams. They'll be announced in October 25. I think Candace Warner might be, might know something about that. Can you tell us that?
Yeah, so most definitely David will play in the IPL next season if he's fortunate enough to be picked up at the auction, which is taking place in December. Sunrisers Hyderabad, his current team, they do have the option to retain him, which they've done previously, but I don't think that that will be the case this time around. Mm. And I think there will need to be some changes if David wanted to stay there. But in saying that, there are two new franchises coming in and they're always looking for captains and openers. So I think David's in a really good position there, and he just loves playing in the IPL. It's like a second home for him, and he's always done so well. Over the past 5 years, he's scored. I think he's been the top run scorer. So had the orange cap 3 times. He's come second. He's, his stats a second to none. So there's no doubt that he won't, he will definitely be playing in the IPL next year.
Given all that, he is entitled to have a crook season now and again. And when I say season, it wasn't really a full season because he was injured and then had to come back. Mm. So was that the main reason, do you think, for just having a tough time? Or was there a whole bunch of other factors relating to just general discomfort within the team?
I think it's probably a mix. So at first, when the IPL first started out this season, they were playing in India. Mm. And then the pandemic hit, so there were no games. So it was a very interrupted season. And then they came back with very limited, no games under their belt whatsoever. Went back to Dubai with no preparation, and then the first game, got a good ball. Second game didn't go to plan, and then that's it. So he didn't get another opportunity. But the one thing was, he was very disappointed because he was hitting the ball really well in the nets. Mm. And sometimes with cricket, and especially the T20 format, you just need a bit of luck. So fingers crossed for the World Cup.
It is hard once that form snowballs in a T20, you're right. It's very hard to dig in and play your way back into form. It's the style of the game just doesn't allow it, does it?
That's
so
right.